101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. On the phone right now, it's Brock Huard, an ESPN college football announcer and a radio host at ESPN 710 in Seattle. Brock, let's get right to it. The College Football Playoff Selection Committee, and did they get it right with their Final Four?
They did. They did. And I think really over the course of the last two, three, 4 weeks, I found very little argument with the direction they were going, the consistency of it. Obviously, I think it got challenged at the end. There was a lot of emotions on the outside, and I think they shut that door. They made a calculated business decision. They made one that's been consistent with the committees that preceded them, and that is you win in the Power Five Conference Championship and you've got one loss or less, you're 10 for 10. Those 10 teams have all made it into the four teams, into the playoff over the last 3 years, and I applaud them for their efforts. I do think they got it right.
Now, you're a former University of Washington quarterback. What are your emotions seeing UW back in the national spotlight?
It was pretty neat. Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. It was pretty neat. And as last week unfolded near the end of the week, I reached out to a bunch of my old teammates and I think some names that would be familiar to football fans all across the country, a Lawyer Malloy, a Lincoln Kennedy, guys that went on to play professionally and establish themselves both collegiately and professionally. And I reached out to a lot of them to put together a little montage on Friday. It's kind of weird to have a pregame show. We don't get many of those. We don't have many Friday night championship games. And just calling and reaching out to a lot of my old, as I said, old teammates or guys that donned the purple and gold before or after me. And it was just a resounding thought, and that is pride. Just a sense of pride. And it immediately brings you back to your years and your time there. And thankfully, I was there in the mid-90s, coming off a little bit of probation, a little bit of adversity, but still a lot of tradition, a lot of history and pride and success. And having seen what Chris Peterson is doing and doing it the right way to bring it back has been something many of us are very, very proud of.
Everyone worried about whether Ohio State or Clemson has a chance against Alabama. Well, do the Huskies have a chance against Bama? Because that's who Bama's got to play first.
I think they do. And I know the conversation I'm going to have over the next 3 or 4 weeks, and that is LSU's defense better than the University of Washington's defense? You know, can you answer me that one? Is LSU's defense and what they've got personnel-wise at all three levels of their defense, are they physically better than the University of Washington's? And I think there's a great debate there. And even my diehard Booger McFarland and Davey Pollux and guys entrenched in the SEC have all answered the same way I have, and that is, no, I don't think LSU's any better. Well, what did they do? Well, they went toe-to-toe and shut them out for 50 minutes of that game. So I think Washington's defense presents Alabama all sorts of issues. Likewise, the Crimson Tide are historically one of the best we have seen in college football, of taking the ball away, of smothering and suffocating opponents. So, you know, there's going to be a ton to handle. Alabama should absolutely be the favorite. But any thought that this is going to be Michigan State of last year is insane to me. This Washington defense is loaded with NFL guys. Their offense is loaded with NFL guys. They are the only team in America in the top 10 of offensive and defensive efficiency. And I think they're going to give Alabama, with a month to prepare and Chris Peterson's background in doing so, I think they're going to give them a heck of a game in the Peach Bowl in Atlanta.
Brock Huard of ESPN 710 in Seattle, also a college football announcer for ESPN on television. Let's move over to the NFL. Seahawks with a big win last night. They look like a Super Bowl contender, but they lose Earl Thomas for the season. Are they no longer a Super Bowl contender?
No, I think they are. I think they absolutely are, but that's a devastating blow. There's no doubt about it. There's none like Earl. We had Phil Simms on a couple weeks ago on our show, and he called him the greatest eraser in football in all of his decades of both playing and observing and watching. And I would say it a step further. I would say almost instigator, because Earl will gamble. Earl will try to pull the trigger and do things, sometimes even outside the norms of the defense. But he was such an instigator and plays a little bit like William Wallace. You know, that he's that guy. He's that kind of electric. So that will be impossible to replace. His backup is a guy that runs 4-3, 4-4. Stephen Terrell is very capable, is very competent. Richard and Cam and Sean Shedd and the crew to step up their games around him. And then, frankly, it's going to take some home field advantage. And that means winning three of their final four so they can be the 2 seed, have that first round bye, play a game at home, and then maybe have 60 minutes in Dallas or another 60 back in Seattle, where the record's been good. Every time they've been a 1 seed, they've won those games, gotten to a Super Bowl. So they have really, I think, you know, in this situation, got to find a way to be the number 2 seed, to have that bye. They got a real shot on Houston in another Super Bowl run.
where you're home for the Patriots. They don't have Gronk anymore. Now they don't have Danny Amendola for the rest of the regular season. You as a quarterback, what do you do if you're Tom Brady missing so many weapons?
I keep handing it to LeGarrette Blount, and I continue to grow with Martellus Bennett, and I lean on the rest of the guys, Edelman and crew, that have been there before and done it. And welcome to the NFL, man. This is what it's become. It's become a war of attrition at times. We saw the Seahawks take advantage of the Broncos in 2013 because of the injuries and just the number of just difference makers that were out. I think you saw it on the flip side the following year with the Patriots, you know, getting the chance to beat a Seattle team that was missing guys going in and had a few got knocked out during. And you got to battle through. And you're not going to have your stars and your difference makers all the way through and all the way in the run to a Super Bowl. And, in fact, I bet there's a pretty good comp between losing Gronk and losing Earl Thomas. Two difference makers, two of the very best at their position in all the NFL. And this will just test the mettle of Bill Belichick, Pete Carroll, the two franchise quarterbacks that make the biggest difference anyway. And their run, as I said, to get to Houston in that ever-important Super Bowl.
Brock Huard of ESPN with us. Brock, we got time for one more question. We'll get you out of here on this. Who's a team that no one else is talking about that we should be paying attention to? The Lions, the Packers, the Ravens? Who's got a good record but we're not giving enough credit to?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think in the regular season here, keep an eye on Tampa Bay. They've got just enough pieces in the right spots. And Jameis Winston is grown up, and he's grown on me. I thought that there was maybe an ego, some level of entitlement. I don't know. I did not know. To go to Kansas City and win, to beat Seattle in their place. I mean, those are two of the very best teams in all the NFL. They've got those two wins. And then to come back the next week, this last Sunday, and follow that up with a win, that's hard to do. I don't think they're equipped to win a Super Bowl, but they're equipped to win their division, have an opportunity to do so. And we see young quarterbacks come and grow, and the difference that they can make when you create that sense of confidence and belief. And I think that's what Jameis has got going in that building. I'll be fascinated and watch him over the final 4 weeks of the season.
Brock Huard of ESPN, ESPN 710 in Seattle as well. We appreciate the time today, Brock.
You got it, bud.